Let's begin again. Let's begin again. Trusting Him and not our feelings. Let's leave the lies behind. This week's Marriage Minute is entitled Accepting One Another. Our verse of scripture is taken from the book of Romans, chapter 15, verse 7. Accept one another, then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God. Can we accept one another just as we are, without thinking that one is better than the other? The Bible teaches that there is no difference. You see, the law cannot be kept in part. Once the law is broken, the individual is counted guilty for breaking every law in the book, according to James 2:10. Therefore, both husband and wife are equally guilty, but praise God, they are also equally forgiven in Christ. That's why it's been said that the ground is level at the cross. No one can stand taller than another. We need to accept one another, not for what we are, because we all fall short, but for who we are, God's gift to one another. If God were to extend his arm down through the clouds and say to you, "Here, I have a gift for you," and he would open his hand and there you would see a piece of coal, what would you do with that gift? Would you discard it, treat it irreverently because it's only a piece of coal, or would you value it highly because of the one who gave it to you? So it is with your spouse. He or she is not to be valued for what they are, but for who they are, God's gift to you. You may see a piece of coal, but God sees a diamond in the making, no different than yourself. So let's make a decision today to accept one another just as Christ accepts us, not for what we are, but for who we are, God's gift to one another, diamonds in the making. So a question to ask one another, can you truly see me as God's gift to you? Are there certain things you find difficult to accept in me? And a prayer for the both of us. Lord, help us to realize that neither one of us is better than the other. We've all sinned and fall short of your glory. Help us to accept one another just as we are, as we both struggle to change day by day for the better.
Today's Marriage Minute was brought to you by Marriage and Family Savers Institute. Visit them on the web at www.marriageandfamily.org.